It's the Blind Geek Zone. Rick Arman here with you this afternoon with another Blind Cool Tech Archive update. We had the Blind Cool Tech Archive up for a little over a week. And unfortunately, due to, I'd like to say enthusiasm over the files being available, slash maybe abuse by some, we had to take the archive page down, or well, I did. And basically what happened is that the download rates were pretty high, about 20 gigs a day at least, and they were causing the website to be shut down when memory usage levels reached certain points that DreamHost deemed it to be a problem to their other servers on the shared server. So what I did partway through the week was I decided to go try a VPS, which is a virtual private server. It's supposed to give you your own set of dedicated resources on a virtual server. It's not quite the same as being on a physical private server, but it's the next best thing, and it is somewhat cheaper. So what happened then is they set you up with free for the first week. They give you the maximum size. They offer 2300 meg of RAM usage, memory usage for the server. And I noticed that sometimes memory usage was fairly low, and then but a lot of other times it was pretty high, 600-800 megabytes or more. And what DreamHost does is they charge you for the amount of memory you want to use for your server, 300 megs being the lowest at $15 a month, and the highest being the 2300 megabytes of memory is I believe $115 a month. The way DreamHost does it and the way I'm set up is I have a VPS for my websites that host my domains, or my websites, my discussion lists. I have two or three of those. I have a couple different websites besides Blind Geek Zone, things like that. There's a second VPS that just handles the WordPress SQL database, and same rules there, 300 megs, $15 a month, up to 2300 megs at $115 a month. So what I've kind of found out, and I'm still trying to figure out, is it looks like we need at least 600 megs on the first one, and it looks like they set you to the same amount on the second one as well. So that's something like $60 a month total. Let's get a 20% discount, so drops it a little bit. But as you can imagine, $60 a month is a lot more than $10.95 a month. And frankly, I don't have the resources here to do that every month. I just can't do it. So what I did here a couple days ago is reluctantly I took access to the Blind Cool Tech Archive page down. I've password protected it for now, and changed the folder name for obvious reasons, so that people just can't sit and milk the folder dry like a number of people were doing, unfortunately. When you're getting 20 gigs a day, every day, and that doesn't count the first day. We had nearly 100 gigs. I mean, that's incredible the first day. And then 20 gigs or so, maybe a little less each day after that. And that indicates more than just casual use of the page. It pretty much indicates that people are basically downloading every file they can. And So what that's unfortunately done is people that have done that, it's ruined it for everybody because now the page is down. I do want to bring the page back up. I don't currently know how to do this in a way that's going to be financially doable. I really don't want to beg for donations, but I guess if it comes down to that, I may have to do that. But it's not going to be a one-month thing. It's going to be a lot-a-month thing because, you know, people are, you know, really hammering on that page. People have suggested to me that I put the page back up as a paid page, charge a few dollars a month for access to it. And some people are for that. Obviously, some people say no way, they won't do that. I really, really am between a rock and a hard place here. I don't know what to do. I want to give everybody access to this page. But as usual, there's a lot of people out there that just don't care what my situation is. They just want the files. And if they're available, they're going to take them. And Davey Cager, who is on Twitter, is graciously running a BitSync folder. What this is, a program called BTSync, BitSync. And you can get that, and he has a folder he has set up. He gives out the key for that. It's called a secret key that allows access to that folder. And I had that up on the page. And it's up on the last update I did, saying that the Blind Cool Tech archive page is up. If you're interested in that, you can still get the files that way through Davey Cager. And my understanding, there are some others out there also now doing it that way. I do want to get the page back up, though. And I really need you guys' help to try and figure out a way that this can be done. A way that it can be done where everybody can have access to it, but, you know, with some common sense limits. You know, what I wanted to do with WordPress is limit downloads by IP, but there's no mechanism to do that, and I couldn't find any plugins to do that. Now, if you want to do the stuff as paid, there's ways to do that. I've talked to my website designer, Justin Romack. He says he can reconfigure the Blind Cool Tech archive page as a paid service through a WordPress setup he has, but he said it's going to cost me between $200 and $300 to get that done. And unfortunately, right now, I just don't have that kind of money to do that either. I've already invested $500 or $600 at least into the website over the last 2 years. November will mark the second year anniversary that we've been running WordPress here, and we've done a lot of updates to the website that have costed quite a bit of money to put in place. So that's the problem. It's going to cost a lot of money anyway to do this, and I never dreamed in a million years, even though some people warned me that this was going to happen when I did this. I thought, well, it'll be all right. But unfortunately, it's not all right because the website keeps going down when the resources are, even on VPS, when I had it set to 400 or 500 megs per server, I'm still getting messages from DreamHost that the server was rebooted due to the fact that it exceeded memory usage limitations. And what that does is that causes the website to go down and everything to go down, you know, for however long it takes to reboot and the services to come back up. And, you know, that's no good either, because then people say, well, Blind Geek Zone's never up, you know, what's the deal? So I have to do something. And looking for thoughts from people as to what I can do. I've not really gotten any good useful information from anybody on Twitter. They, you know, tell me do this, tell me do that, but, you know, nobody does any more than just say, well, do this. And nobody says, well, you know, here's how you make it actually work. You know, it's easy to say, well, you should do a paid site, but it's not easy to make that happen. What I'm considering doing, and I'm fighting a problem here right now, I'm having an access issue that I've written DreamHost about. The file I've renamed, or the folder I've renamed that contains the Blind Cool Tech Archives, I'm not able to access via a browser for some reason. I get a page not found. Don't know what's going on there. I've written DreamHost about that, and waiting to hear back from them. If I go through FTP, I can get to it, no problems, and, you know, access it and do whatever I want with it. But through a browser, it just keeps giving me page not found whenever I try to link to it or point to any of the files in it. And I'm not sure what's going on there. I've checked the permissions and all that good stuff, and everything seems okay. So what I'd like to do is get that folder changed and then have the Blind Cool Tech archive page back up, but password protected. And what I would do if somebody gives a donation, then I would give them the password key. I know there could be some abuse here, so I'm not sure what to do about that, because I know people like to do things like that and then give it to all their friends, and then it spreads around, and then pretty quickly nobody's donating because everybody's got access to it for free. Don't know what to do about that either, so certainly would look for suggestions from everybody out there as to what you think I might be able to do to get this page back up. Maybe I could do it as another domain all by itself on another host or something. Again, that's going to cost extra money, but maybe not as much extra money as doing it as part of Blind Geek Zone. I just don't know. So, all right, I wanted to give everybody an update as to what was going on and tell you the situation, why the archive is down if you were looking for it, and you know, let you know that I don't want it to be down forever. And again, if you're doing, if you want to do it through BitSync, that can be done. If you don't see the key anywhere, let me know. I'll get that key. Maybe actually later today, I'll put that key up on the front page of BGZ, and I'll put it right down below the where it says the Blind Cool Tech Archive is closed currently. And give access so you can still at least get those files through Davy Cager, and I appreciate his efforts for doing this. We hoped that it would alleviate a lot of the traffic to the archive page, but sadly it has not. He said he was getting pretty heavy traffic for several days, but then it quieted down. So, and I know not everybody out there knows how to use things like BTSync and things like that, or doesn't want to, so it's not a permanent problem solver, but I'll make sure that key's back up on the website so people can access that, so because I know a lot of people just want those files no matter what. All right, well, hey, thanks, just wanted to talk to you briefly here, and again, if you can help me, go to the Blind Geek Zone webpage, go to the contact form, and shoot me an email. Don't leave a comment, please. I've decided I'm going to turn off comments because I'm not getting any useful information through comments. I'm getting more spam than anything else. Even with the spam filter, people have unique ways to get around that and do weird things. So I'm going to turn comments off on this post. Actually, I'm going to turn comments off. It's probably going to take me a while, but on all posts. But leave me that email through the contact form on the website. It's through the front page of the website. Just look for how you can contact me and go through there and send me that email if you've got something useful. And if you have some of the missing BCT podcasts from the blog post I put up, and that's under blogs on the website, if you got any of those, keep sending them to me, because we do want to get the page back up somehow, some way, somewhere, sometime soon. All right, thanks everyone, and sorry about taking the page down, but I just financially can't do it. It's just going to cost so much, and I just don't know what to do. It's been an overwhelming, so very stressful week, and I'm sure a lot of you can understand that. So, all right, I will talk to you later, and I await your emails as to what you think, how I can solve this problem. Thanks, and I'll talk to you later.